Hey, it's another episode of the pod. We are, as always, recording from the Gatorade studio. Man, shout out to Gatorade. Thanks for always showing us love. Give them a follow. It's at Gatorade PH. Each and every single thing that has anything to do with the Call to Arms pod is produced and made possible by the amigo Toby from HR. Original art is by Alan Martin, and original music is a track called Tropical Vikings. That's courtesy of Careless Music Manila. Happy birthday to our main guy, King Wow, Mr. Brett Jackson. I appreciate you so, so very much. I hope you had the absolute best of all birthdays. This is an excerpt from the open Zoom call we did from a couple of weeks back. We stitched together a bunch of calls that had to do with podcasting, starting off your career in sports journalism, how to start a pod, how to grow a pod if you already have one. If you're someone who's listening to this right now, you want to break into the business, you want to give podcasting a try, I think that this episode is going to be super useful for you and hope that you pick up a few things from it. It's really near and dear to my heart because the main hope of this podcast is that, you know, if anything, that it inspires younger people out there to go after it and find their place in this crazy, crazy world of sports. All that being said, let's get right into the pod, shall we? This is going to be a ton of fun. My name is Nico Ramos. This is the Call to Arms podcast.
Something going on around the islands. Money flowing wherever I've been promised. Just another Viking in the tropics. Taking over, trying to stop this novice. Make it killing, I'm finna conquer. I'm a dreamer, the floor is lava. Something going on around the islands. Straight fire when we vibe and promise.
JM, since you stepped up first, go ahead. No problem. I like the setup, JM. Go ahead, man.
Hello. Hello. Hi, everyone. Hi, Nico and Toby. It's actually my first time joining the open Zoom call. I wanted to join the last
time. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome.
Right. I got two questions, if it's okay. One's a podcasting question and the other is a basketball question. So for the podcasting question, well, first off, I wanted to congratulate Call to Arms for another season. You know, I was there from day one. I didn't get to listen to all of the episodes, but I made sure to, you know, check it out. And yeah, you actually inspired me to make my own podcast.
Hey, good job, man. All right, now's your time to plug it. What's the podcast called?
It's called The Pizarra Tales. It's an education podcast, actually. I'm a teacher. So
smart,
I talk about,
man. Okay.
I talk about education in my podcast and, you know, my experiences as a teacher. I guess I just wanted to ask you, Nico, particularly, and maybe a bit from Toby as well, on how you guys make the show, basically, like how you guys research and all that. I mean, probably for Nico, for the guests that you have, most of them, you already have an idea of like who they are, like you know them personally, especially colleagues from the industry. But with regards to like formulating questions with what to talk about, maybe you have any tips regarding that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll go first with the easy stuff because Toby does all the heavy lifting on the pod. In terms of guests who we pick, you know, we've been super lucky in the first season and obviously with Jimmy to kick off season two, that we've had, you know, great people that we've wanted to have conversations with. We always want to put ourselves in the position where we don't want to have someone on the pod that we don't have actual genuine questions that we want to ask. If we were, I don't know, sitting next to them at a wedding by accident, for example, I think we still remember what those things are like. Or, you know, you run into them or you get stuck in an elevator with them. Those are the kinds of people we want to talk to. That makes it easier to formulate questions because they're genuine curiosities that, you know, I have. You know, to start off season two, you know, I asked Jimmy Alapag about, you know, to explain to people what the drag screen was. And I've always just wanted to hear that specific thing from him. You know, when it comes to someone like Pablo Torre, for example, who I hadn't met personally before, I, you know, just sent him a cold DM and he answered and stuff like that. The thing that we did on that app when, you know, we wanted to figure out who the Filipino flag bearer in the US is, that's something that
if I ran into him on the street is something that I feel like I would talk to him. So I guess that would be my advice. I've never really wanted to, and I don't ever want this podcast to be put in a situation where we're asking questions for the sake of asking questions. I guess in the same spirit of you guys making time out of, you know, out of your Wednesdays to be here and ask a question you're, I'm assuming, genuinely curious about. That's kind of the philosophy that we have. It's not really complicated. And I think the more complicated you get with conversations, with questions, the more insincere it comes off as. And, you know, that's something that I've learned, whether it was radio, whether it was hosting, whether it's talking to big name athletes or, you know, regular dudes like you and me, is I always just try to find common ground, genuine curiosities, and kind of see where the conversation goes from there. We don't write this show, much to Toby's disappointment. we don't have a set, you know, list of questions. For some people, it works better that way. And, you know, all props to them. There's not really a, I don't think there's really a right or wrong uniform way to do this. But for us, it's always been, we just want to talk with these people. We just want to have conversations with these people. That's why the episodes, at least in season one, as you've seen, I promised Toby it's going to be 30 minutes long. It ends up being 90 minutes. So, yeah, so that's my side of things. And then, of course, Toby does all the hard work when it comes to making a podcast possible. So I guess he can give you a little bit of a snapshot of what that's like.
Right. Well, to be honest, before this, I've never produced anything. I mean, I worked in advertising, so it's not something. I was on the conceptual side, not on the production side. So I guess number one tip is YouTube is your friend, man. I mean, everything is there. So I was just basically learning on the fly during the pandemic. And then, yeah, everything I needed, I found it there. In terms of like hosting, there's some free resources like Anchor. I think it's pretty helpful. What's your podcast format? Is it just you? Do you have guests? It's an education thing, right?
Yeah, most of the time, well, it's half and half. Sometimes I do monologues. Sometimes I have guests on. And like what you guys do, my guests, most of them are actually just people I know from either my former teachers or like colleagues in the business. So, yeah, that's why conversation is a bit normal, but I still find myself be a bit robotic in a sense, or you know, just you know, because I unlike you guys, I write I write an outline what I want to talk about, just so I don't get off track, and also like I try my best to not say because I find it jarring myself, you know. So there.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about those things, crutches, right. That's a great thing about podcasts, and that's why I encourage everyone to have a podcast. I would love for this market in the Philippines to be oversaturated. The last time we did an open Zoom call, my invitation to everyone who was on was make your own podcast, start your own podcast. Don't worry about how many people are listening. Don't worry about how good or how bad it is. The great thing about podcasting is that it's democratized broadcasting in a sense. So what used to be the standards for good broadcasting really no longer exist. Some of the more successful podcasts in the world are recorded on phones. You know, they don't have, you know, fancy microphones like I do or like you do. Those things are great to have, by the way, and it's good that you've invested in it. But, you know, try to remove all of these standards that I guess were created and maybe applied to things 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I always tell the story. When I started out at radio, my voice wasn't deep enough for me to be a classic radio DJ. I always had to be like, you know, those DJs with really deep voices. I didn't have that voice. Imagine when I was younger, I started out as what, 18, 17. My voice was much higher. But you know, it didn't matter. It didn't matter because some of those things just tend to stop mattering. So yeah, I'd focus on content. I'd focus on your discussion flow. If an outline helps you, hey man, whatever works for you, find your system. But don't get worried about small things. And just worry about, okay, what's the takeaway here? What's what's the spirit of the discussion? What kind of topics are we actually covering? Am I getting good insights from my guest? Am I putting good insights on the table? And you know, that's what makes a good podcast, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. That's what makes a podcast that I'd like to listen to.
Thank you, Nico, and thank you, Toby.
All right, who's next? Wax, where are you, Wax?
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Wax. What's hello. Up, buddy?
So I have my own podcast too. It's called Whack Attack.
Listen to the Whack Attack, about, everybody.
I talk about basketball and the NFL, mostly more than basketball, but then it's still a sports podcast. And I've been wondering, would it be better if I stick to Spotify or transfer to YouTube? Because I haven't been able to get any content out on Spotify because I don't have the budget for premium SoundCloud, because that's what I use as my hosting site.
If you don't mind, how much does it cost to host it on SoundCloud? Because I'm not familiar with SoundCloud. My rap career hasn't started yet.
SoundCloud has a 7,000 pesos yearly fee. Annual fee.
Annual fee? Which is a bit much.
Yeah, which is a bit much.
Have you tried
Anchor? I haven't, actually.
Yeah, they do free podcast hosting, I think. It's a good way to like really get your podcast going. And then if, I think there's just a limit on how much. Eventually, if you find that you find the budget or that you want to get premium hosting, then you can move on. But I hear Anchor is pretty good. We tried it for a bit, Anchor. But then we just moved on to Buzzsprout. Okay. So that one, I think, how much does that cost? I think it's $18 a month for Buzzsprout. So that one's a bit bad. More premium. But then give Anchor a shot if you want.
Okay, I'll try Anchor.
Anchor is a sub company owned by Spotify. And you know, JM on the chat is saying he hosts his podcast on Anchor. They host and distribute for you, not just to Spotify. You know, they can get it out to Apple Podcasts and the other platforms. But you know, this isn't Toby. Anchor, cut the check, man. Anchor should pay us for this. This is the second Anchor advice that Toby has given. So either Toby's getting a check from Anchor that I don't know about, or we should really send them a recording of this and show them the users that we're sending their way. But yeah, it's the easiest way, I would say, the easiest way to get your podcast onto Spotify. And then the answer to YouTube is if you have the time and if you have the willingness to kind of get good, unless you're already good at it, at the video editing part of it, why not, man? Put it out everywhere and then see where it catches on, and then you know, take it from there. But yeah, try out Anchor, try out YouTube as well, see where you're able to get your audience at.
Okay, thank you, Nico. Thank you, Toby.
Have a great day.
All right, Diego, you're up.
Diego, what's up?
Yeah. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Diego Verheldejos. I'm a writer for De La Salian and the sports editor also. But I also started a podcast recently. It's called The DVD Show. It's on Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify also. And my question would revolve around, like, what's your tip on how to ask guests to go on the podcast? Because that's like my format. Like, you ask guests and then you talk about, like, their life and current events, their career and like that. So I've had 5 episodes already, and it's all mostly basketball for now, but I also plan to try other sports and also ask stories of people from other sports. And what's your tip on how to ask people to guest? Because I'm not really, you know, known like you in the industry yet. So maybe if I, like, I've been messaging and maybe they don't reply because they don't know who I am and they're wondering if it's a legitimate podcast or what's this for. So yeah, what's your tip for that?
Oh, I mean, I feel your pain, man. Toby, should we tell them? Should we tell them who's permanently scene zoning us?
And ghosting us,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm still holding out hope, man.
Okay. Well, okay. Keep it.
You can give a hint.
Yeah. Keep it between us. But well, you know, Jandrick is here. I don't want to hurt his feelings. He was a beloved Brooklyn Net before he became the Lakers' most beloved bench player. But yeah, he's been scene zoning us and ghosting us on Instagram. He probably thinks who's this random guy from the Philippines, right? But yeah. Shout out to you, Duds. But yeah, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. I think it's important to kind of chop at it. And once you do have one or two, hopefully three big name guests that are on the same level as the people you're inviting, right? So if you've gotten a PBA player on before and you want to invite another PBA player, if you want to invite a sports personality, a sports host, sportscaster, but you've already had someone else on there, it's important to say that in the opening message. That's kind of like some of the invites that I've been getting from people who have podcasts. They say, hey, so-and-so, the way you introduce yourself is perfect, right? This is my name. What's your sports affiliation? I host a podcast. My podcast has, you know, is on Facebook or whatever. So-and-so have guested on my podcast before. If by any means at all, my involvement in your podcast will help you get other guests, if you have any interest whatsoever in having myself on, then, you know, just message me, name a time and place. We'll agree on it. I'll go on. No problem. And you know, maybe connect with, you know, other people as well. You know, Kobe on here, who's on the call, you know, we did that. I went on his pod and Kobe's just snagging guests left and right now from everywhere. But yeah, it's really about that. There will be people who will scene zone you and ghost you. But the Jared Dudleys of the world will turn around one day. They will make it onto the podcast one day. I believe in that. And Diego, whatever you need, man. I mean, if you want to have me on the pod, then just let me know. We'll get it done.
Do you advise like sending the Facebook page or YouTube link and then, or sending them the previous episode so it's already there
when it's yeah. I mean, you know, let your work speak for yourself, man. You know, if they take the time to see it's a fun conversation, it's an insightful conversation, then you know they're gonna want to be on your pod as well.
Okay, thank you so much again for answering the question. I have listened to like every episode also, and I hope to continue listening to more episodes in the future. And yeah, I'll message na lang whenever if I need help with guests or topics to tackle for the podcast.
Hey, whatever you need, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You fuel us, we fuel you. Gatorade studies the best athletes to create the most advanced sports fuel with fluids, electrolytes, and carbohydrates. So you can play your best. Nothing beats Gatorade.
Quick break. We'll get right back to the calls in just a second. But as you may know by now, or if you're new to the pod, maybe you don't know this. So let me tell you, every single episode of the Call to Arms podcast is brought to you guys by a side hustle sponsor. That's a business that sends us 0 pesos, absolutely nothing. But you know, if we like their stuff, if they let us know about it, then we give them prime placement, prime plugging onto the show. And if you're listening to it, hey, show your support by following them on social media and checking out what they got. Our side hustle sponsor for this episode is, and I'm happy to say this, it's at Milk Made Store. Give them a follow on Instagram. It is at Milk Made, M-A-D-E, Store. They are a clothing brand for babies. I'm entering the realm of baby products now. They sent our kids' first set of clothes, and they're extremely cute. They're high quality and very, very reasonably priced and highly fashionable as well. Thank you, Miss Kate Dampy, for making sure that our kid is hooked up with some Milkmaid stuff. If you guys have a side hustle that you want the podcast to support and to plug and to let all the listeners know about, then tag us. It's at Call to Arms Pod on Instagram. All right. Before we proceed with the call, a quick invitation for you guys to follow us, subscribe, and watch the stuff on YouTube as well. Just search for Call to Arms Podcast. We're working on a couple of things. We're giving away some sneakers on the YouTube channel as well. So follow us, Call to Arms Podcast on YouTube and pretty much everywhere else. All right, back to the open Zoom call. All right, Angelo is next, right?
Hello, man.
Hey, go ahead, man.
Yeah, first up, I'd just like to say that you did an awesome job with that Kobe shoe art that you posted on IG. Really awesome, man.
Thank you. I spent, our HR director is on the call. I spent all of my lunch break and my lunch break only working on that today. From 12 o'clock to 12:59, and then it was right back to work.
You did an awesome job, man. Anyway, my question is, a friend and I actually started a podcast. Its name is Palm Ups Podcast. If you guys are interested, you can check us out on YouTube.
Say the name again.
Palm Hoops Podcast.
Palm Hoops. All right. Palm Hoops Podcast. Everybody, if you guys have the time, support.
Yeah. Thank you. So our content is about the NBA, obviously, and also about local hoops, NBA, UAP. So our problem is we're having a hard time getting a following. So, I think we've tried some unconventional means like posting our links on posts by FB pages, commenting on other YouTube channels, and all that stuff. And, we're really struggling getting some views. So how do we make our content memorable or catching to the ears of the people that watch and listen?
Angelo, YouTube is a world that we are just about to discover here on season 2 of the pod. So we will take this journey on with you. You're a couple of steps ahead of us. So maybe there are things that we will learn together. Again, we are not the end all be all of podcasting here. So maybe those are things that we'll learn together. So I can't, unfortunately, I don't want to talk out of turn. If I'm not an expert on something or if I don't have a truly informed opinion on something, I try my best not to kind of just rattle off. So on the YouTube part, I mean, that's going to be a question for another expert elsewhere. But to your question about content, it's really about goal setting, right? If your plan is to just have if it's ultimately for just for clicks, right? And don't get me wrong, there are pages, there are podcasts, there are Instagram accounts, there are entire networks dedicated to just clickbaiting people. Anytime a player says, "Oh, I think the Lakers were better last year than they are this year," they're going to turn that and say, "So and so player bashes the Lakers," right? Welcome to the world of PR and journalism. But if your goal is solely for clicks, I don't know how I can help, to be honest. I mean, get your hottest take possible, I guess, even if you don't believe it, right? I mean, just turn up the heat on all of the takes, all of them, right? All the takes, maybe, I don't know, start saying stuff that, if Luka was teammates with Tony Kukoc, they would have beat the Dream Team. Something, I don't know, just turn up the heat. That's going to get you guys some views, right? If Steph Curry was as tall as Kevin Durant, he would beat Michael Jordan 25-0 in one-on-one. Just go all the way up with the heat if clicks are all we're going for here. But there's a patience, I feel, to good content in 2021. There's a patience, I feel, to true reporting in 2021. Whether that's in sports, whether that's in news, in a world where everything is so polluted and scattered and news really comes from TV channels,
websites, social media accounts, your mom and your tita's Viber group, news comes from everywhere, right? There has to be a patience for true, honest, legitimate reporting. And I feel that the same way applies to sports. If you guys on your channel truly believe that you have a nuanced, authentic, and above all things, honest take on the NBA or in basketball, maybe the following's not going to come on episode 2. Maybe it's not going to come on episode 5. Maybe it's going to come on episode 55, right? Maybe it's going to come on episode 100, right? And that's just the truth of it. But there has to be a patience for, especially if you believe that we are doing our absolute best and our best is better than most. Because sometimes there are things that we try and we give our absolute best at it, right? I mean, is Ella still on the call? I gave my absolute best trying out for the Adamson Soaring Falcons when I was coming out of high school. My absolute best. But it was not good enough. So, you know, however, there are certain things that I've tried my absolute best at, and my best was better than everyone else's best, or at least it was close. But if you could say that to yourself, Angelo, then I know that this isn't probably the answer you were looking for, is to just, you know, keep at it, have patience. It's a boring, it's a cliche answer, but it's my truth. It's what's worked for me in the years that I've been working, in our journey, myself and Toby's journey with this podcast, and pretty much with anything I've done, is that if I can look at myself in the mirror at night and say, one, I did everything that I could, and two, I'm better at this than most people are, or if you're not there yet, I'm committed to being better at this than most people are, then you have reason to hope. You have reason to be patient. If you can't bring yourself to say any of those things, then maybe it's not for you. Sorry. I'm not sure if that helps or if that answered your question. I can get you about maybe 20, 25 new likes if everyone on here promises that they go and they subscribe to the Palm Hoops podcast tonight. I'm not sure if that's gonna help, but I'm on my way to YouTube to do it right now. So there.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm subscribing right now. I promise you I am. And everybody on here, we support each other on here. Palm Hoops. All right. Okay. Who do we have next? Good luck on your pod, man. Let me know how else I can help you.
Hi guys. My name's Austin. I'm a really huge fan, so I'd like to really thank you for the opportunity and everything. To just, you know, interact with you guys. I'm an avid listener. Asking a question in terms of like, since I'm a graduate comm student, and you know, I'm not like any of the previous speakers earlier that had the experience like from writing for their school papers in terms of sports and stuff like that. And, you know, coming from a smaller school, St. Paul University, Manila, I'm not sure if you guys know that, but, you know, coming from a smaller school and, you know, I just wanted to ask, how does one, like, actually get into sports casting and stuff like that? How much of it is, like, connections? How much of it is, like, you know, having the background and everything? You know, I just wanted to ask Nico because, you know, you're probably one of the most famous sportscasters here in the Philippines. So I just wanted to ask your opinion. Like, you know, for someone who doesn't have the pedigree of, like, you know, being a UAAP sideline reporter or, like, having student jock experience and stuff like that, like how would you do it?
I mean, that's a great question. I mean, I went to school in, people think I went to school in UP, but they kind of leave out the last two letters because I went to UP in Los Baños. And you know, in terms of small schools, that's right, and we weren't even in Metro Manila, man. I mean, you had to take the expressway to get to our campus. So when I started trying out for stuff, I had no connections whatsoever, whether it was radio or whether it was sportscasting on TV. I knew nobody. I remember when I tried out for Junior Jocks at Magic, it was me, my friend who was trying out also, and we did not know a single person there. You know, it's a blind sign up. You come up to the front, you fill out the form, you hand it, you wait for your turn to get called. You know, and that's when, because look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that connections don't help, right? Because that would be me lying to you. To the people who have connections, I mean, good for them, right? I mean, that's something that they have. A lot of us don't necessarily have that. What worked for me was I was not too prideful to try out, which I know that there are a lot of people, and I've encountered a lot of people, and I've come up with a lot of people who didn't want to do that. They didn't want to try out. They didn't want to audition for anything, right? Kasi, paano if they makuha? Diba? Mm-hmm. What if they say no, right? I mean, I've tried out for stuff that I didn't get before too. But I didn't think of myself as too big to audition because I didn't know anybody else. I knew that was the only way I could, you know, ever get a shot. And then you're kind of nudging that door, you know, one push at a time, one inch at a time. But as soon as I got a foot in, as soon as it was the sliver was wide enough for me to get a foot in, there was no way you were pushing me out. And I was going to make sure that my work would speak for myself. Because look, connections or not, right? Big name or not, big school or not, you have to, and I said this before on the last Zoom call, you have to be so good at what you do that they cannot ignore it. Even if they want to, even if they want to give it to someone else who is from a bigger school, who's much more charismatic, who's much more fluent with a language or whatever, right? I mean, people don't believe me when I say that my Filipino, my Tagalog is better than my English. My English is something I had to practice. I had to learn. I had to really get to a level that I was going to be confident with. And that became super clear when I started auditioning for radio, because I was with all of these kids. English is their first language. They speak English in the house. They're the type to ask you what a Tagalog word means. That wasn't my house. There was no English speaking in my house. There was no English speaking with my friends. If you spoke English with mga kabasketball ko sa court namin sa village, you'd get laughed at, right? I mean, there was no English in Los Baños, Laguna, unless it was for class. But I worked hard at it. You know, a lot of this is grace of God. A lot of this is being right place, right time. But when you're in that place and it's the right place and it's the right time, but you're not ready, you haven't worked as hard as you can work to get yourself good enough, then you're going to waste an opportunity, right? It's the Jeremy Lin situation, right? You never know when so-and-so is going to get injured and Mike D'Antoni in an act of pure desperation puts you in and puts the ball in your hands. But he was ready. That was his opportunity, and he was like, "No, I'm going to be ready for this." So that's essentially what my tip is, Austin. What do you want to be? You want to be a sportscaster? You want to call basketball games for a living? You want to be on TV talking about sports?
I mean, that's not necessarily the dream, but you know, as I can't say, I won't speak for you, but I'm a frustrated want to be professional basketball players. So, you know, in a sense, I guess in terms of passion, you always want to be connected with something that you were passionate about growing up. So, you know, I've actually been working for like 3 years now, but I work corporate. But, you know, there's always like this inkling that you kind of want to, you know, it's like a dream job that's so hard to reach, like stuff like that, you know? There's always like that inkling that you want to work related to sports and stuff like that, but you know, it has been hard, you know, not being given opportunities and stuff like that. Of course, you want to get an opportunity and stuff like that. But you know, it's kind of like getting an ID here in the Philippines. Like you have to have an ID to get an ID. So, you know, it's really hard. It's really hard to get into the door and stuff like that. So, you know, I was just wondering, like, what I was asking earlier.
I get you 100%. And with your analogy, the good thing about 2021 is you can print your own ID, man. Whether it's not in the literal sense, but I mean, whether it's Diego over here has his own podcast, he runs it on Facebook. Kobe over here has his own podcast. I've been on it, and he does a great job at it. JM here is a teacher, and he runs his own teaching podcast, which I haven't heard, and I'm not necessarily sure that I would have a lot of input on, because his expertise is something that is way beyond anything I could ever imagine. Educating our youth is God's work. May the Lord bless you, JM. Wax over here has a podcast about American football in the Philippines, and he's doing it. And, you know, God honest truth here, guys, maybe some of these podcasts or something you'll do now during the pandemic because you're at home and you have nothing else to do. And a year later, 2 years later, it's the story you tell people. Like, yeah, that panic podcast. Or maybe 2 years from now, it's your story is, you know, I got this break because I was doing this podcast and I kept doing it and I kept doing it. And eventually it was what I brought to the table when I applied for this, right? I'll tell you right now, Austin. Mm-hmm. The day when Diego and Kobe and Huac here try to get my job, and don't think that they won't, because they will, and you give them the first opportunity to take my job, they'll do it. What they'll bring to the table, apart from their resume, is a link to their podcast, is a link to the content that they're creating right now. And that's what they're going to be judged on, right? There are a couple of people in this call who, you know, I hate to put them on the spot, but I'm such great big fans of, right? And have incredible input on things like this, right? But he has his camera on, so I guess he won't mind. But Jandrick Lim is here on this call. Now, Jans, I hope you don't mind me saying, but Jandrick works for the NBA. Jandrick works for the National Basketball Association. Jandrick works where we all want to work, right? And when I met Jandrick, the first time I met Jandrick, Jandrick and I were similar in the sense that we didn't necessarily know everyone around us. And it was this event, right? We didn't necessarily know people around us intimately, right? We were kind of like, okay, new kids on the block. You know, we were both fairly young. But any chance you talked to Jandrick, and I remember this, I'll never forget this. Any chance I spoke to Jandrick, Jandrick knew about two articles that I'd written on Slam. Because what he does is he doesn't attend anywhere without knowing what there is to know about the people who are going to be there, right? To this day, I cannot tell you what school Jandrick graduated from. And I think Jandrick's like one of my great friends. I just don't identify school with him. What I do identify with him, and I've told this about him to other people before. Sorry, Drizzy. Is that he's always been prepared. His work has always spoken for him. And we went from a couple of kids who were, you know, mooching off of the free drinks or like free food at some random event that I'm not entirely sure either of us were actually invited to now he works for the NBA. He doesn't work around the NBA. I work around the NBA. I host a podcast that talks about the NBA sometimes. So Jandrick Lim's paycheck is signed by Adam Silver. He's on email thread with the owners of the league, right? I've been with him to like all-star games or whatever. It's been Jandrick's job to make sure that the owners are seated where they're sitting at, right? And a lot of that, I don't want to speak for Jans here, and maybe you guys can connect later on, but a lot
a lot of that is because he's always been prepared, and when given the chance to show off what he can do, he's always been the best at it, and he's always kind of done it so well. And Jandrick is unmuted, so Jandrick, stop me from telling your life story and share it with Austin.
No, man. Hello to everyone and to the Call to Arms family as well. I also listen to Nico's work. Not you know, the sentiment is shared. I've seen Nico actually. Yung history ko with Nico is actually when he was producing a shirt for the Empire brand, I think I inquired for the LaSalle t-shirt a while back for my boss.
Bootleg.
So matagal na yun. But you have to be ready for the moment, just to reiterate what Nico said. And I think I think Diego was asking about you know, you're nobody at first, people will not recognize you at the get-go, but that's where you put in the work until, you know, when Nico said that there's going to be that one person who says yes. And you have to really be prepared. You know, this NBA thing, it opened ng 2015 or 2016. So I didn't have work at that time. I resigned from my job. I was working for a PR company for 4 years. But that experience or that work eventually prepared me for this role that I'm in right now. So like, when I look back, it, you know, a little bit of timing, but you have to be ready for the moment. You have to put in the work. But I think what I noticed then with some of the, not talking in general to everyone, but some of the younger people who are, you know, coming out of college, if you're really afraid to get your hands dirty and, you know, to put in, you know, to really be involved in like producing the podcast, writing the stuff and doing the research, then when the time comes that's being asked of you, what do you have to show, diba? So as long as you put in the work, and parang my dream also before was to become a sportscaster. I also applied for I don't know if sina may knows Nico, but I applied for a courtside reporter role in ABS-CBN a while back. I didn't get the UAAP job. I also even applied for basketball TV for a sports casting role as well there. I didn't get in. It wasn't the right opportunity, but this came up, and you know, we're definitely in a much better situation then. So yeah, and I mean, go for your dreams talaga. I mean, that's what Nico has been promoting. That's why I really enjoy then the work that Nico does, eh, kasi parang di naman siya work for him. So, go for it. Wag ka matakot.
It's work for Toby. I just play around. Thanks, Jandrick. Yeah, Austin, I mean, that's it for me. I mean, I know you say you need an opportunity to kind of get the next opportunity. I say create your own. You know, I say whether that's a podcast, whether that's a blog, whether that's a YouTube channel, whether that's an Instagram account, you know, try to make sure you own something. Toby said kanina, diba, YouTube is your friend. You can learn to do whatever it is that you're going to be wanting to do professionally on there. And, you know, try to use it as kind of like a chip on your shoulder. Try to kind of use it as a way to, it's an advantage, man. I mean, I'll tell you this much. It's really an advantage. You'll get that opportunity one day when someone sees it that way, because you're not expectant, because you know nothing's just gonna be handed out to you, right? It seems like, you know, 3 years working corporate, you realize that now. So yeah, use it as an advantage, and you know, there is an HR expert on the call who I'm not gonna put on the spot because she's our HR expert at work, and I will pay for it if I put her on the spot. But she will be the first person to tell you that of the many, many, many applications that we receive, whether it's at Slam or at Titan, we haven't not once made the decision on someone based off of which school they attend. It's always been body of work. It's always been, and it's not like that everywhere. I'll tell you that, and yeah. You know that, but there are places like that. All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Austin. Looking forward to what you create. Let us know about it, and the people on here will support.
All right, I'll let you know.
And that's it. That's the pod for right now. We've got a bunch of exciting stuff coming up in the next few episodes. My dear friend, Mo Twister, is going to be on the next episode of the Call to Arms pod. If there's anyone you want us to talk to, anyone you want us to have guests on the show, or any topic you want us to touch, just, you know how to reach me. You know how to reach the Amigo. Let us know. It is the People's Podcast, after all. So whatever you say, whatever you want, it's probably going to make it to the pod. Have a fantastic day, everybody. And I'm looking forward to hearing your pods and learning about your podcasts, and maybe being on some of them. Have a great day. Stay safe. And we'll catch you guys again very, very soon.
I want a million lives. I want a billion profits when all that I got is a villainous mind. I keep a real in the pocket while you hear the venomous lies. I do not speak like a prophet because I got a million styles. Let's see what's really inside. Pulling over in the whip, flying out another.